From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
Recently, I was in Niger, the planet's poorest country. I brought a bunch of pens my father collected to give away. Each afternoon, I take a stroll carrying a canvas bag of logoed pens. Shopkeepers, children, and beggars were delighted to receive them. One 20-something woman in a wheelchair chased me halfway down the road only to beam a 1,000-watt smile after receiving two plastic pens. Everyone was happy with the pen distribution, everyone but the adolescent street boys. These urchins complained if their pen was too plain and always aggressively demanded more Bics. One afternoon, bag in hand, I was approached by one of the more dogged boys. I quickly gave him a pen, after which I was swarmed by a dozen boys, jumping, grabbing, yelling for pens. I tried passing them out, but soon I was overwhelmed, said enough, and walked away. Followed by three of the boys. "Can I have a pen? Give me a pen. Can I have a pen? I didn't get a pen," the most aggressive pen worshiper chanted. "Just us three need a pen. We didn't get a pen," he repeated, even after one of his friends mistakenly flashed two of the pens he'd received a few moments ago. "No," I responded. "It's finished." I ducked into a pharmacy. They were there when I left. I walked into a crowded street market, hoping they wouldn't follow me. They did. "Can I have a pen? Give me a pen. Can I have a pen? I didn't get a pen." I spotted a man sitting in an empty market stall, fingering his prayer beads. "Here," I said, and emptied the bag's entire contents into his willing hands, a couple dozen pens. He looked like he received a handful of gold and thanked me profusely. I dramatically shook out the bag, indicating it was empty, and walked away. The boys didn't follow. I felt liberated, ecstatic, and guilty. What lesson had I taught the boys? That they should be polite? That penniless children aren't worth a few extra pens? And the man with the prayer beads, my own personal marabou, what of him? I walked back to the hotel, exhausted. I lay down on the flimsy foam mattress. As I closed my eyes, I saw them, there, next to my suitcase. More pens. Dozens more pens. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.